Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
City of Gillette seeking volunteers for advisory boards. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The City of Gillette is looking for residents to serve on several citizen advisory boards and commissions. Applications are now available online and at City Hall with a deadline of Friday, June 19th at 4 p.m. Open positions include seats on the Campbell County Public Land Board, Board of Adjustment, Investment Advisory Committee, Parks and Beautification Board, Planning Commission, Regional Water Panel Joint Powers Board, and the Gillette Historic Preservation Commission. City officials say the volunteer boards help advise local leaders. On issues ranging from zoning and parks to investments, water planning, historic preservation, and operations at Camplex. Most positions carry three-year terms, with some boards limited to city residents. Applicants selected for interviews will be contacted after the deadline. Applications can be submitted in person at City Hall or by email to the City Administration Office. More information is available through the City of Gillette Administration Department. Wyoming Supreme Court reinstates state school choice program. The Wyoming Supreme Court has overturned a lower court ruling that temporarily blocked Wyoming's $50 million school choice program, allowing the Steamboat Legacy Scholarship Program to move forward while a larger constitutional challenge continues. According to Cowboy State Daily, in a unanimous decision Thursday, the court ruled that Wyoming Education Association and several parents failed to show they would suffer specific harm from the program. The case now returns to district court for further proceedings. The scholarship program, approved by lawmakers in 2024 and 2025, would provide up to $7,000 per family for approved private school and homeschool expenses through state-managed accounts. Wyoming Superintendent Megan Dagenfelder praised the ruling, calling it a major win for school choice and saying applications for the upcoming school year are expected to reopen soon. The Wyoming Education Association expressed disappointment, arguing the program diverts taxpayer dollars away from public schools, which serve more than 95% of Wyoming students. The lawsuit itself is still ongoing, and the courts have not yet ruled on whether the program is ultimately constitutional. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.